Paul, do you have an update on Dustin Byfuglien?
Well, he's going to make the trip to Minnesota, and we'll see how he is tomorrow. It's possible.
Just a comment on that game was kind of all over the map.
Yeah. Liked it until it turned the tide there in the third period. I really liked the game. Loved the bench. Our compete was good. We got behind down one, but didn't feel after that, at the end of that first period, that they had got better than we did. And really liked the second. Clearly, we played really well. I got a bad break on the 4-3, you know, and it didn't fold, eh? That was a great sign. Big shot by Blake Wheeler. Big goal by him.
You talked, I forget, yesterday or today about Ladd and the role you expect from him now with what we saw tonight. Is that...
Yeah, you know what? So he deserves to be singled out for the way the team came out. Like, you don't get to stand behind the bench, but a completely different experience in the game tonight than maybe our last two. Really, really positive. Not saying that the other is negative, just the right energy, right? Off mistakes that are made in the game and how we handled the adversity of the game. And I think that lets you stay in those games, and that comes from our leadership group going out there. But the bench was right, and the attitude was right, even in adversity.
Your thoughts on Adam Lowry and how he did on Neil tonight? Seemed like he kind of had him.
Yeah, Adam has the ability with his size and strength and physicality to match up against a lot of different kind of players. And he's got a strength to him in his game. I mean, when he was playing the wing on the fourth line, he was, you know, trying to hit everybody, and that's kind of the role. And now he picks two or three times at the right time to get real physical, and it makes him a tough guy to play against.
Did you see it as fitting that Blake Wheeler got the winning goal after some of the comments that he made yesterday about the team?
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you, I didn't read him. Talked to him briefly. Like I don't think he said, I don't think it was necessarily as negative an idea of what he was trying to convey in that we have a certain way that we have to strive to get to, and it's more how we prepare, how we, you know, the commitment idea to a focus, to an identity, to a game. And he had that tonight. You know, like, it was quiet for that line early, and they had to be patient. And they were on for the first goal, so they kind of had to fight their way back into that game. And then I just thought it was a good veteran game by all three of those guys on that line.
How big of a challenge was it to defend those last 3 minutes?
Well, the kill, sometimes it's almost easier to kill in those situations because you have the advantage of the ice idea, but you don't, because it's even strength, even though it's a shorthanded situation. And then we had about four, we couldn't get past the sticks. You know, they did a real good job knocking stuff down that we couldn't get by, but well, that's what the end of those games look like, those pressure games. When you're up a goal, there's, you know, they're coming, and they got good face-off men, and that makes them a challenge to handle in those situations.